Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back. Hey, y'all. It's Tam Bam. Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. I'm doing the intro, y'all. What's up with y'all? Y'all good? I love y'all niggas. What's up, AJ?
And it's me, AJ. The fuck? Look, I got to work on my new intro for the new year. All right, 2022.
Let's do it right now. It's me, AJ.
B.
B. Instead of A.
Instead of A. Stupid. Look, man, what we got going on? How was your weekend?
My weekend was real uneventful. I just kind of laid around in the house and relaxed all weekend. I did not step out for nothing. I tried on Saturday. Me and my best friend went out to try to get some drinks, but they wouldn't let us in because she had on a hat. So we just went home. It's cold outside.
Because she had on a hat.
Yeah. It was a real.
Where y'all went to?
It was a real swanky place. Well, they think they swanky.
What kind of hat?
She had on a dad cap. It was designer.
What the fuck?
They wouldn't let her in. And she was not taking off. But I don't think they let people in with hats on, honestly. It wasn't discrimination.
You sure? Because you know Charlotte is known for that type of shit. I remember back in the day, they used to have a quota on how many black women and black people they was lit in the club and shit like that.
Yeah.
Letting into spots.
Honestly, this is a place I frequent, and I really feel like people can't come in with hats on. So, but I might be wrong. It might be some discrimination shit, but I don't want to put that out there because I do like the place. And I had an attitude, so it's probably best that we weren't in there.
What, you had an attitude with them at the door?
I just had an attitude with everybody. I was horny and I ain't had no dick all year.
And I just. Me neither, girl.
And I just had a bad attitude with the bitch at the door, with my homegirl. I was mean to everybody that day. So I apologize to everybody.
I'm debating on whether or not I'm going to be smashing this year or not. If I find a nice husband this year, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Same. I want a man. I don't want to just random. Unconditional penis. I want some conditions on the dick this year.
Well, I ain't do shit. I finished writing up my little goals for the year, which dick ain't on the list.
Yeah.
And it's whatever. I'm good with that.
But I thought you said a husband. You got to put that on the list if that's what you want.
It's just, okay. I was having this conversation with somebody. It's not that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that's not a goal of mine. It's just not my focus. I feel like if I focus on the things that I feel like I haven't been focusing on in the past, all those things will come with it.
Yeah.
So I'm just not, I'm open to all that shit, bitch. I like being in love. I like feeling like that. I'm never one of them bitches like, fuck niggas, get money. Girl, bye. Okay? Like, it be cold in the wintertime. And I'm sick of going on trips and going back to the room with a bunch of bitches. Okay?
Right, me too. INDEP. Fuck that shit. I want somebody to take care of
me. I'm very dependent. Yeah. And I want dick at the beach.
Right. Okay? I want to just live in my feminine energy and be taken care of. To a certain extent. I can't let no nigga fully take care of me because I just can't. I'm scared of that. But
they be getting beside themselves, child.
Yeah, man.
That's why.
So what happened in the world? It was a lot of death over the weekend.
Oh yeah, death and beef.
Dang, man.
So Bob Saget passed away. They said they found him just non-responsive.
Yeah.
In his hotel room, he had just did a show the night before. I believe it was a comedy show he did. He tweeted about it Sunday morning. And then he was found in his hotel Sunday evening.
Damn, man. Just like that.
Yeah. So they're saying, you know, they haven't done the autopsy and all that stuff, but he just passed. Mm-hmm.
Then, nah, you seen those niggas that was on a boat in Brazil and a whole mountain fell in the water on top of them?
Earth is tired of our fucking ass, okay? That's what's happening. Earth is like, you know what? Some of these motherfuckers need to go.
You know what? Earth is like how we are with COVID. We are a fucking infestation, a sickness to the earth. And is fighting back.
Yeah, you know, they said last year when quarantine first, I'm sorry. We forget about 2020, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, when COVID quarantine first started, like March, throughout the summer, like Earth was healing.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying like the smog in the air was, you know, decreasing. All these different things, just from a little period of time that humans couldn't move around the Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It started healing. Animals that we hadn't seen in a long time was coming out like, damn, the motherfuckers ain't out here.
Like, we back, baby.
They sick of us.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. Like, I'm one with nature. Like, I be out here tree hugging and all type of shit, bitch.
You be hugging the trees?
Yes.
I talk to my plants in my house, and I walk outside with no shoes, but that's because I'm from South Carolina. But
that's grounding.
Not in the city though, but in the country, I do walk outside without my shoes mm-hmm. on.
You have to. You should. Like, you're wearing shoes blocks that energy
from the earth. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so
but I don't be outside like hugging the trees, talking to it and shit. Like, that's kind
of
weird to me.
We got one.
I want to see you do that though. Can I record you doing that one day?
We got one of the oldest oak trees in the country here in Charleston, and you got to see this thing. The way it grows.
You think it's a good hanging tree?
It probably was. But it's actually like the land that's on was owned by a black family. You know, they done came through and scooped that shit.
Yeah, my family.
Bitch, you said a good hanging tree.
Yeah.
But the branches, the trunks of the tree grow down to the ground. Like, you really can't hang anybody from it the way it grows. Bitch.
No more, bitch.
It's an angel oak tree. If anybody visits Charleston, South Carolina, it's an angel oak tree on John's Island. It's a sight to see.
Right, go see it. Pray next to it, man. Sounds good to me. Pray for our ancestors who met their demise on the angel tree. Every time I go to Charleston in the Battery, I just feel like I get a melancholy spirit. When I go to like that pink building that's like right in the center of it's like the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a sign up that said, yeah, this is where we used to trade y'all ass at.
Shut up, bitch. That is not true.
It is. It says it was.
Well, the city will tell you that they didn't really actually trade slaves at the market, but.
Yeah, what they was trading in.
Goods.
Yeah. And what
one of the largest ports.
And what were we considered?
Listen, the people that they were trading were already here. They were sending our ass to nearby islands and shit like that. That's what was really happening. That's why Charleston apologized for slavery in 2019. Because they did fuck shit to people who were already here.
But apology? Don't know. Give me some money. Where's my reparation?
Exactly. Bitch, we need. They still taking land.
Right. Apology without change behavior is null and void, bitch. Where's the money?
Right. So now, I don't know. Fuck them people.
Yeah.
What's up with Portia? You be watching Portia TV show?
Yeah.
Girl, it was rumbling. Did we talk about the fight?
Yes, we did.
Well, I know we were speculating whether or not her and Simon were actually together, married, and engaged, whatever it is, but this nigga got her name tattooed on his back, girl.
In a whole ass spot, too. I don't like when niggas get, you know, that's like.
Nigga, tattoo my name on your neck so I know it's real.
Put it across your dick. I'm joking.
He runs out.
I'm joking. Don't tattoo your dick. That sounds painful. I don't want no nigga. Listen, this is the only way I'ma ever get your name on me. You gotta die, or I have to birth you.
And I'm still not getting your fucking name on me. Yeah, but kids that grow up and disappoint your ass. Fuck that.
That would be the only way. I used to get my boyfriend henna tattooed on my titty though. His name.
Fake ass tattoo.
Every 2 weeks I go back to get it refreshed.
No. You're kind of lame, you know.
Girl, fuck you. I love that nigga. But not forever. Just temporary, like the tattoo.
Right. Right. But I hope Portia's really happy now. I need to be friends with them. I need to be friends with Shamia. because she seems like she's the fucking African husband whisperer, and I just need to be in that little
circle
group
in that mm-hmm. number. Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm. Why black women always feel like shit? They just have all these failed relationships with black men in there. Now you just want to get you
an African guy.
Mm-hmm. Because we still want black men. That's the thing. But these black Americans,
we want a different culture of black.
But the thing is, if you go on, you don't be on Clubhouse like that. Mm-hmm. Like all the Africans that like live in Europe and shit like that, the men got the same type of complaints these niggas complain about us. Mm-hmm. The women got the same type of complaints about these men. So it's like, are we really getting better treats going over there? Because listen, Africans, they come with their bullshit too.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm convinced that everybody comes with their bullshit. You just got to figure out which bullshit you're willing to put up with.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, nobody's going to be perfect, but I got to be able to tolerate your dumb shit. Like, the minute I can't tolerate your dumb shit no more, the relationship is over.
Well, let's talk to an African then and see what they got to say.
Available. We'll I know back. You got about 30 of them.
You know what? I'm all like my roster slim these days. I look up and I ain't got no more.
It's usually when you start entertaining one hoe,
right?
Then they all come back. It's like as soon as I start zoning in and zooming in on one man, now I got like 50 other niggas on my damn phone.
Right.
What happened when I ain't been doing shit? Right. I had nothing going on, no action.
It's like they got like some type of sensor, like, oh, she's happy with somebody. Let me go fuck it up.
Exactly. But look, let's go to commercial, and we got a special guest coming. So look, y'all, I know a lot of y'all be tired of these niggas out here, and black women always be like, you know what? I'm going to get me a fucking African. What do African men even want y'all ass? Like, first of all.
They do, and they do.
So look, we got one of our friends on. We got Daylor on the show this week. He is an African American, like a real one. Right?
He's an African living in America.
Nigga, you got your shit though, right? Are you not a citizen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's a true African American. Like I don't consider myself African American. No?
Well, where are you from?
Right, Nigeria. Right, yeah. Oh, you talking with me or him?
AJ, you not African American?
No, I'm just from
a Black American.
I'm from Charleston, South Carolina.
That's where the boats put him off at, ain't it?
Hell no, nigga. They was bringing people from Barbados and Bahamas, basically. Anyway, yeah, so we want to know, like, y'all want to choose Africans, but do Africans want y'all ass?
Yeah, they want us, girl. The fuck you talking about? Right, Daylor?
Well, no, you can't say that. I think...
Boy, I'm about to tell you to go to hell real early in the conversation.
Y'all trying to set me up, man. I don't want to get canceled before the first week of 2022. But no, I think it really depends on the person. I don't think that African men search out for American women.
But we search for African men, though, right?
Why, though? I do want to know why. Is this? I think there's a misconception, but I don't want to hear from your point of view. Why do you?
One of my friends, he's African. He's older. He probably like in his 50s, maybe. He's a doctor, and I remember like the first time we hung out, he was like, "Yeah, American women, y'all baby Black American men, but then African men gotta pay their dues," and I was like, yes. It's like we may expect more out of other men as opposed to Black American men.
I just, my experience with African men, they're just very charming and doting. Like, I didn't have to pick up a finger for shit, you know, when I was dating this African man. I couldn't take my bags from the grocery store to the car. I couldn't walk from the grocery store to the car. He would have to pull it up, and he said he would be offended if I walked in the parking lot because I'm a queen and I shouldn't do that. These niggas.
That's cap. But go ahead.
That's what he did.
Like, that's what he did. Taylor said, it ain't all them niggas, all right?
No, it ain't. But
I do want to go back to what AJ said. AJ, yes, you're right. I'm in that school of thought where I don't spend money on women no more because I've seen my American male friends get the same woman and they were expecting to spend the same amount of money, spend more money than they spend. So no, we're not MAGAs no more. I'm going to explain what a MAGA means. Back home, when I used to be, okay, when my friends used to be scammers back in college, back in Nigeria.
Yep,
right?
Y'all be doing it. Especially the Nigerians now. I fuck with y'all, but y'all be scamming ass niggas now.
So we used to call the people that get scammed MAGAs. This is before Donald Trump. This is before anything. We call them, if you have someone you're about to scam, you call them a MAGA. So I feel like if I'm dating an American woman and she wants to take money from me because some African men, other African men give her money, I feel like she thinks I'm a MAGA. No, hell no. So I don't play, I'm in that school of thought where I'm not spending no money. I'm spending the same amount of money my friend as an American would have spent. You know, so yeah.
So you've been here too long is what you saying.
I've been. I'm way more Baltimore than African now.
See, yeah. I don't like the Americanized ones. It's the ones fresh off the boat.
So you can take advantage of them, right?
Off the plane. These niggas ain't coming on damn boat.
Because I'm just joking. All right, so I feel like African women expect a certain thing from African men. The American women don't expect that much, so you rather an American woman because African women don't be playing with y'all ass. Tell me I'm lying.
I do want to keep quiet on that, but no, this is a show, so I'm going to be honest. I can see where you're coming from, right? Mm-hmm. Me personally, everyone has a preference, right? My preference, I prefer dating American women just because it's...
Easier.
That's not why. No. I think they're more...
Them bitches be fucking
what
too.
What this nigga, he said my butt was a... What y'all call a butt?
See, the thing is, it depends on what country. He's Nigerian. And it depends on what tribe. Like, I just found out that Yoruba. Nigeria has... is Yoruba. Did he call it Ikebe Nyash?
Nash, that's what he call it.
Yeah.
Y'all think y'all can get the Nash easy from a black woman in America, right?
No, it's a numbers game, right? There are more black American women in America than there are African women in America. So yes, if you're dating, you're going to date more black American women. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's also a preference too. I do prefer talking to American women because why?
Go ahead.
It's not even the bad thing. It's just that the conversations that I have, like I'm hood, right? No, let me explain. I don't say I'm hood per se, but I'm more into like things that my Nigerian friends or Nigerian women would not even understand. Like I can have a conversation about Pooh Shiesty with a Nigerian woman. You know what I mean? She wouldn't even know who Pooh Shiesty is. You know, and I want to talk about that. You know, I can have a conversation.
Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. Shit.
That's my free.
That nigga really shiesty.
But you know, yeah. So that's an example of things. So I want to talk to people that have a vast understanding of things. So we could talk about work stuff, business stuff, but I want to talk about that hood shit. I want to talk about that. Stop. I need people that most African women are not like that. They don't really know much about it. Just an example. And it's just, you know, it's a preference. I love them though. More like a sister. But I don't know.
Yeah. Shit. Damn.
They're going to cancel me. It's over.
You know, they ain't going to cancel him.
Yeah. You're going to see a think piece. Yeah, but it's cool.
So as far as like paying the dude. How do, I don't want to compare because I told you we weren't doing that, right? I don't want to compare, but you know, a lot of black men have problems with black women. They say we gold diggers, when a lot of them don't be having no fucking gold. Let's be fucking clear. Like our standards are too high, right? So then I don't want a white man, right? So if I say, well, I'm going to get me an African nigga or I'm going to get me a Haitian nigga or something like that. I feel like they got a problem with that, too.
Who has a problem with that?
Black men.
Well, I don't think so. Because the reason why people might be offended, though, because you're actually saying that you're going to go get someone. I don't think they want to hear that. I think you should just go ahead. But do you have to? So how do you go get an African? Like, do you go to the African spot?
You got to go to the African club.
Okay. And we know exactly where they at in whatever city.
Right. You're going to find the African club. You're going to go there, get you a nigga. He all clean in the dashiki with that little hat on. Woo!
And all we got to do is walk in there with the fat ass. Hey.
Yeah, and they love it every time. Got him.
But how do you know that guy has money, though? I want to know the thought process. So how do you go? How do you know, okay, that's the guy I want to talk to? Have you ever chosen, has the wrong friend ever chosen you? Like, how does that happen? Like, how do you pick the guy that you want?
It don't necessarily just be about money, though. Like, no. Do it just really? Be about money for you? No, not just money. I mean, money is very important, but it's not. I'll turn down a nigga with money for another nigga with the same amount of money, just cooler, you know?
But the subject is still money, though.
No, it's not. It's not just money. Do you feel like that, AJ?
No, but I have never talked to an African man who didn't have money, or no, just even being friends who didn't have businesses, who didn't have a fucking life together. I don't know any.
But that's just people in general, right? No. I don't really fuck with no bums.
No, I mean, of course, right? But yeah. I feel like the African men that I have met, they be having shit together. Like, they be having their whole life together. Now, they do be on some bullshit now. You might not know that. You might not know that nigga real name. You might not know he got a wife over here and in Africa. Like, it be right. Some bullshit like that.
And he
that.
Gonna talk in his native tongue around you about you, and you don't even know what the fuck he's saying.
He might lie about his age, too. Like, I had one, mm-hmm. one of my friends, like, he just did not want to. I know for sure he was at least 50 years old. But he did not want to tell me how old he was.
I can explain, right, on that part.
How? So, how are you going to explain that?
But let me explain. So I think it's a generational thing, right? So people that were born, like people that are 40 and above, yes, that's when you actually hear those things. They might have a wife at home. You know, they might have, they might put in a younger age. They do that all the time. And I'll explain why. Because there's this concept you have back home that the younger you are, the longer you can work, that they won't force you out of retirement, right? That's how it is back in Nigeria. But in America, you can work to like you're 70. So people always try to fake their age to be younger, right? So they can work longer, but they don't know it doesn't work like that in America. You're better off being older so you get to 65 and cash out on your Social Security, right? They don't get, so that's the main reason why a lot of times they fake their age. Right, to be youngest, because they think, okay, if I'm younger, I can work longer. Well, back home, like if you're a certain age, you're kind of forced out to retire if you work in civil service.
So it's not the fact
see,
that
in America,
I'm...
you can work till you're dead too. You said till 70, but here you can work till you're dead.
Yeah, you can work till you're dead. So that's the I've answered that. That's why they fake their age a lot of
times. So it's not the fact that I'm in my 30s and your ass is really fucking 50 and you're insecure and you think I give a fuck about that. That ain't
the point. No, that's not the reason. That's why I said the older generation, they did that. But it changes by generation. Now, people that are in their 30s, they don't have wives at home. Like, it's not easy to marry someone at home. But if someone in his 50s, it's possible that he might have a wife back home. Or in his 40s, it's possible to have a wife back home. But people in their 30s, late 20s, yeah, it's really changing. So that's why, depending on the age of the person you're talking to, right,
his wife was here, and she was adopted too. But they were like going through a divorce, and you got the kids and private school and fucking trips in Europe and all this bullshit, and just lying for no reason. Like that's my main thing. Like with African men, like I like African men, but I feel like the ones I've dated, they lie, and they just be trying to fuck too fast, man.
This is the shit they kill me with, darling, darling. I love you, darling. Boy, if you don't get your motherfucking ass, you don't love me, nigga.
I can't even argue with what you just said now, Tamba. Because they do be loving too. They would say, I've heard that a lot. They're very aggressive. And I'm speaking in third person because you know that's where my I claim Baltimore. Right. I don't I'm not like that.
You don't fall in love fast.
No, hell no. No. I'm very practical. I'm very pragmatic. I don't believe in love, so you know.
You don't believe in love.
You don't believe in
Yeah. I mean, I love my mom, I love my dad, but you know, that love that you think is romantic, no, I don't believe in that shit. Bullshit.
Why?
But I don't even like the bit. Because it's very conditional, right? My love is conditional. You know, I don't believe in, oh my God, why? I just love you for being you. No, no. You got to do things that I like. You know, it's, I don't believe in, I can't wrap, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I believe in logical things. I don't believe in things that are very abstract. And love is very abstract.
So you can love your parents unconditionally, but you can't love these hoes unconditionally.
Oh, no. My parents, I love them because they brought me in this world, took care of me. Yeah, that's why I love them. Yeah.
But you'll never love a woman.
Well, I would deeply like a woman, you know.
Damn, y'all.
What do you mean by love? What do you mean? I would do things. I have friends that I have, like, you know, friendly love. I don't. Maybe I will say this. I don't believe in romantic. I love people. I care about them.
So you'll never be with a woman and get married. Like, when you get married, you're gonna be like, I deeply like you, baby.
Why you gotta do the accent, bitch? What is up? What is up?
I like doing it. Is it not good? All right.
Hey, you don't sound African, nigga. You sound like Columbia, South Carolina.
Trying to do African. All right.
No, so but that's something I would say though. People that know me. My friends that know me, they're like, yeah, Dalo would definitely say I'm deeply in that. I do talk like that. But no, I would marry, but you don't have to be in love to get married, though. I don't believe that you have to be in love.
Okay, so that's another culture difference, right? So, right. Which I feel like we may need to apply in America. Mm. Because in Africans, they usually, some of them, some cultures or some tribes may have arranged marriages, right? Where yeah. you're marrying,
people still have a ring.
Yeah, like you're marrying a certain family, like. But we kind of have that in America because grandmothers and grandfathers would always be like, "Where they family at? Or where they family from?" Because they want to test, like, "Oh no, don't mate with them people or them people crazy." Right. This and the third.
That's more in the South, though, right?
Right.
That's more like a Southern
right.
thing. Okay,
right. Yeah. I think that's one thing we probably could bring to American culture. I'm not against, like, arranged marriages. I feel like they probably work, I guess, because you got to always learn to love somebody anyway, and you got to keep doing things to continuously fall in love with whoever you with anyway.
Don't arrange me to shit.
I believe in, because think about it, right? I understand why they do the arrangement. My aunt keeps texting me every day. She's back in Nigeria. Oh, she's found this girl. She'll meet someone. Oh, I found someone for you to get married. I'm like, stop. So to make her happy, sometimes I'll call the girl, have one conversation, and block her on WhatsApp immediately. But back to
why? Why though? Because she don't know who Pooh Shiesty is.
No, I can't marry someone back home in Nigeria. That's a liability. That's like hustling backwards. Like, why would I go marry someone back home? It doesn't make any sense. That's 2 years of my life not being with her. That's too much money I'm spending to bring her back here. Think, no, that's a liability. She has to come here. I have to pay for her school. She has to get maybe her master's or get her, whatever the case may be, I'll spend more money.
And you feel like you have to pay for that.
I would have to.
You see?
Where is she going to get money
okay,
from?
Black American men.
No. The difference
is I'm not talking about you. No. I'm talking about Black American men. We got to come up out of our pocket about all this shit. Like,
but you're in America. You're in America.
What? It's still expensive.
Is it different? No.
It's expensive.
No.
It's still expensive. Let me tell you, the HBCU we went to, Benedict College. Benedict College would go to African countries and they would get the smartest of the smartest people and they would bring them to our campus and they would go to school for fucking free. We didn't have that option to go to school for free. We didn't get free housing. We didn't get free food. We didn't get the fucking scholarships that they received. So we need help from these niggas. Like, I need you to take me to Walmart, nigga. I need a care pack. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny, though? I actually heard the vice chancellor, what do you call the head of, the president of Benedict College say that one time about.
Yeah, you're talking about Roslyn Artis.
But anyway, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, so I don't think I can go back home and marry someone in Africa because to me, that's like hustling backwards. It just costs way too much. You know, I would not do that. It's just when I look at how much I'm going to spend to get the person here and set them up. No, it's like 4 years of my life just stagnant. No. So if I marry someone, the person has to be from here. We have to, you know, it has to be like a contract. Like, you know, not
do
a
you
contract.
Aspire to marriage? Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, your throat is dry.
Yeah, if it makes sense. If it makes sense. If it makes sense, I'll definitely marry. Yeah, I definitely, yeah, if it makes sense. I'll
sense is like what? Like business sense? If it makes business sense.
Yes, if it makes business sense. Everything has to be, marriage has to be about, I mean, I know, yeah. But, you know, it has to still be about how is it going to make sense for both of us? I really mean what I'm saying, though. You know, but
yeah,
you know.
But I believe you.
Yeah.
You ain't never loved nobody in your life, have you? Outside your mom and your daddy.
I think I was in love when I was 17. I think that's the last time I was in love. 17.
So if it was possible then, why is it not possible now?
I was stupid. You know, there's no reason for me to be in love with that girl.
That ass is fat.
I got up, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking about? But you know, I stopped being up when I started going to therapy. And I understood that, oh, you can control your emotions. When I figured out I could control my emotions, I'm like, oh, I'm not falling in love anymore. Like, hell no, I'll control my emotions.
Who the fuck is your therapist? So I can hit this bitch up.
Right, because you're using your therapy to use it as a defense mechanism to never fall in love again.
Yeah, but why do you want to fall in love, though? Like, tell me the benefits of falling in love. I do want to know.
It didn't feel good to you?
If it's mutual.
I was 17, I can't remember that emotion.
If it's okay, as an adult, if it's mutual, you and your person, y'all falling in love, right? Because I do believe that being in love is simply just a state of mind. So if you're not doing things daily to continuously fall in love, you're going to be falling out of love. So if you find this person, y'all can talk about anything. Y'all can do shit together. Like, why the fuck would you not be in love with them?
So I can love someone and not be in love, right? I don't know. Maybe understand.
So my definition of being in love is taking somebody else's life into consideration as if it were your own. That's my definition of being in love.
That's way too fucking deep. I'm just not that deep. I live a very shallow life.
Like, y'all hate us ladies, these niggas is shallow. So you want you African nigga?
Right. He don't want to love you and it got to make business sense to fuck with you.
But listen, that's how it should be though. Time,
but,
I mean, you
but you got
so?
Black American men saying they don't give a fuck about our degrees. They don't give a fuck about how much money we make. Do Africans give a fuck about degrees? Do Africans give a fuck about how much money we make?
I know it's a rhetorical question, AJ, because you know me. You know I'm a pocket watcher. I watch pockets.
A pocket watcher. Damn.
I don't even hide it. I'll go on my Facebook and say, ladies, if we make above 700,000 likes, this coming real. I don't hide it. Let me tell you why I'm a pocket watcher, right? And I was having a conversation with someone recently about this. I want to date someone who has something to lose, right? That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in that. Well, no, if you sound too crazy, no. I want to date someone who has. So I have to watch your pockets to know if you have something to lose.
But you pay for shit, though, right?
Yeah, I don't mind paying. See, the more money you make, the more money I pay. Like, I will, because I understand you have the value and I don't think that you're trying to take advantage of me. So, I don't want to tell you what I
tell
do to
me.
Find women.
Please tell us, nigga.
Fellas, Fellas, listen. Stop Bumble or Facebook or go on LinkedIn. All you got to do is type in, listen. All you got to do is type in, you know, the professions that pay good money, right? So type in something like DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion for Wells Fargo. Or I don't want to name. Can I call companies here? It doesn't matter. I'm not saying anything bad. You're going to see a beautiful black lady that looks good because they always want to present someone that looks good. Like, you know, beautiful black lady.
Yo,
follow
I'm
her.
Fucking then dying.
This nigga use LinkedIn to pick up bitches.
We need to start doing that in 2022, bitches. Like, listen, hop on. That's the real live dating website.
No, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody's literally doing
on
that.
On LinkedIn,
he's
though?
Right. Bitches, yeah.
Niggas LinkedIn is doing that on Instagram, but LinkedIn?
No, they're doing it.
Well, I think that, I don't think it's common yet, but people that know.
Tell me the process now. You go on LinkedIn.
Go on LinkedIn, right? So you can search for nurse practitioners, right? Because you know they make good money, like a nurse practitioner. You know, you search for nurse practitioners around your city. Then you see the pictures. By the time you add one, you're going to see the network of her. Like, and of course, a beautiful lady, a nurse practitioner, has a network of other beautiful, successful black women. And, you know, that's what you do.
And then you pick your girl from there.
Well, you know, but that's where you have better prospects. So that's what, yeah. So I don't, I'm not one of those guys that says, oh, I don't care about what you do, your degrees. Your... No, I do care about that a lot. Not like I want something from you. I just want to make sure you're stable, mm-hmm. you know?
That's fair.
We don't turn LinkedIn to a dating website.
Are you on LinkedIn, Ashley?
I am AJ? On LinkedIn. Yep. I got a LinkedIn. I haven't updated in a while because, you know, when LinkedIn first came along, I was excited about it because I was in corporate America at the time. But then, you know, once I got laid off, right? So I'm like, let me update my resume, this and a third. I'm looking at LinkedIn. I'm like, these motherfuckers is using this to profile people. That's how I feel about LinkedIn as far as like actually trying to get a job. So
that's what he's doing. He's definitely using
like he
it to
is. But I'm talking about
for pussy. Right?
I'm talking about companies.
But
I'm talking about Wells Fargo and shit. Like they're using it to see if this Ashley is black or white. So no, I'm not interested in that shit.
Oh, LinkedIn has gotten me so many jobs on a serious note.
Because you African, like African men gonna get a job in America. I'm sorry. They just assume that they fucking smart. I literally spent 3 hours with my homeboy who's also African doing his fucking Excel report for his job. He making like $150,000 a year. Don't know how to do a fucking pivot table and a V lookup.
I don't know how to do a pivot table.
I do though. I know how to do a pivot table, V lookup, all that shit. Excel. I am proficient in Excel.
Yeah, I don't know none of that shit. I do hair.
I'm a business professional, so I know how to do all that dumb shit. So that shit, it doesn't matter.
Well. Yeah, but I, like I said, I prefer, you know, I'm not one of those guys. I prefer a woman to have something. She has to have something going on for herself. She has to have something to bring to the proverbial table. I know y'all hate hearing that, but she has to have something.
No, I agree.
Because that's how you end up, like, you know, you just end up messing with someone that doesn't
give
a fuck about
it. With a poo-putt bitch.
Yeah. I don't want to call any names, but you know.
I did it.
What's a poo-putt? Yeah.
A poo-putt bitch is just a do-nothing-ass girl who just, she's not an asset. She's
like a liability.
Yeah.
Hold on, Tam. Let's pay some bills.
So why do y'all, aside of Tam, did you say why you like African men?
I like African men because my experience, they're very catering.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to lift a finger for anything when I'm with an African man. They like made me feel like a queen. They really do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm catering too. You know, I have my friends over. I take care of people. Like I'm catering, but I'm not a dummy. That's what it is, you know, because sometimes, like we talked about it, like some American women, maybe they've experienced some African men that just give them money or just, you know. And they try to take advantage of me, like, oh, they say something, they'll send me like a Cash App request. And I'll have to look like, what is this? What do I look like? You know, I know I'm African, but what the audacity.
Those women weren't smooth. Like, you got to be smooth with your shit.
You do have to be a little smooth. Yeah, you can't just send someone. But it works because the reason why they're doing this is because he has worked on someone before. But I'm not just that MAGA. Yeah. It's not going to work on me.
Y'all manifested MAGA. The hell? I never knew.
Yeah, that's what MAGA meant. Yeah.
But what does it mean in Africa, though? What is it? I mean, the definition.
Oh, it doesn't. There's no. It doesn't really. It just means what it means. I can't tell
like
you
a
where
maggot?
That word came from. But
oh, okay.
No, doesn't there's mean. There's no meaning. It just means MAGA. That's what we call. I can't explain where the origin of that word came. But growing up as a young adult, that's what we called people. The Americans.
They got scammed.
They got scammed. MAGA. Oh, about to get scammed. Oh, that's my MAGA. Yeah.
And they don't even know that.
2022. This is MAGA. I mean, that's how I'm introducing niggas.
No,
to you
no,
now.
That was this is 2005.
I'm pulling out with my MAGA in 2022. Like, Sam, listen, this is my MAGA.
Right. Meet me at the club, bitch. I'm coming with my MAGA.
That's a whole song, bitch. Meet me at the club, bitch. I'm coming with my MAGA.
I'm coming with my MAGA. Hey.
When your MAGA takes you out on takes you on vacation and you don't take pictures with your MAGA, right?
Right, no. Ain't no pics with my MAGA. That's not my
and,
nigga.
And I'm blocking that nigga as soon as I get off the plane. Sounds familiar.
Facts. I recently went on a vacation with a guy, and I was on the phone with AJ on the vacation, like, yo, soon as I get off the plane, this nigga, no, when I get to the terminal, this nigga is blocked. Like,
why?
He just did not show me a good time. He was just not a good, he was African. He was an African, but he was like very, very demanding and do it this way.
That's the other side.
I tell you what to do. I am the man. I'm the man. We wait here for the, like, just nigga, relax. We on vacation.
Yeah. So it's a cultural. One thing about me is I had to learn the American way, because the culture is very, the cultural difference is very, very, there's a lot of cultural differences, right? I don't care what people say. It's not the same thing. So when I came to America, I had to learn. As I worked at ACB cashier at Walgreens, mm-hmm. and I worked at Marshall's. I worked two jobs when I first landed in America in like a week, right? And I had to learn that, oh my God, that's, you can't talk to people like that. You have to like say things like this.
Common courtesy.
Courtesy. Well, yeah. But the way I talk to my Nigerian friends is not how I talk to my American friends. I have to, my American friends, I have to like, okay, say politely, say my Nigerian friends, I'm like, I'll just say how I feel, right? We're very straightforward and very direct. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me coming a little bit younger, working in customer service, I had to learn how to speak, how to understand that, hey, you know, don't be too aggressive. Watch
how
you say. Yeah, because
it was like, nigga, who you talking to?
Yeah,
that's not how this gonna go.
Yeah. Yeah. But didn't you know all that before you went on vacation with him?
He was sweet. He was sweet. But being around him for more than 2 days, yeah, shit kind of got different.
You should have got different rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, because
we had that as a rule. You know, girl, if we are getting flued out. On that episode, we talked about getting flued out. Get your own fucking room.
But we had spent time together, you know. It wasn't like our first encounter, you know. Gotcha. This was just, like, he switched up. The tempo, I don't know.
So I think you need to date a younger African Tambam, and I got a few. I have like three.
Yeah, do a lineup first.
Okay, yeah, let's set that up.
Yeah,
shit.
You have to tell me what you like though, and I'll set that up for you.
Okay, so
I have a couple friends that got a couple dollars. No, you say you don't care about money,
but no, I do bitch, have a couple friends. Please that make that correction.
I did not say that. I said it's not all about the money. Okay? Don't lie on me on this damn show.
They need to know. I have a couple of friends that definitely like you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's set that up. Yeah. I need to be treated very nice. So the guy that I was dating, I did like him. He was not the one that I went on vacation with. I yeeted that nigga. I'm talking about the one that wouldn't let me lift a finger to help myself at all. He was just so sweet. He'd be in there making me a goose soup and pounded yam and jollof rice. And like, I can't carry my own bags. And he in there rubbing my feet. You're such a queen. But I just did not like the way he came.
What?
Yeah. I ain't like how he came.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
Like, he came, it was weird, man. This how that nigga came. He'd be like,
yeah.
Bro, what the fuck is that?
Yo,
somebody, what is that? I don't like
Dracula
that.
Pussy.
Are you sure he wasn't having a seizure?
No, I asked him. I asked him why did he, like, eventually after, because he, like, you know, I was like, why do you come like that? And he was like, because I'm so filled with joy. Oh, that's what his answer was. But it was weird, man. I couldn't do it. I had to throw him back to the streets. Fucking sound like a villain every time he went. The fuck?
You laugh like an Englishman. I got you. Was getting that Amistad dick.
Wait.
Yo.
Yeah, man. That shit was
weird. I'm speechless right now.
That's really why I stopped fucking with him. Everything else was cool, but I could not live with that. Who doing that?
Can't you coach him to change his process of ejaculation?
That's weird. That's his shit. That was his shit. That was how he did it. I couldn't do it.
Did you tell him you didn't like it?
No, I didn't tell him.
So why did you communicate that with him?
Because that's, I'm not, if that's, listen, I feel like how you come is your thing, right? I don't want to change how you come. You need to find somebody. You need to find your nemesis, bitch, with your evil villain self, because that's what y'all doing.
But that, you just got to deal with 2 minutes once a week. Right, that's not a lot of time. Like, you gotta do the, you gotta weigh your options. Weigh.
Listen,
like, okay.
Me and Daylor be talking, right? This nigga, who, if I'm in a relationship with somebody or even just on some smash time, like, you fucking me once a week, pardon me? Is right. once a week enough for you? These African niggas is fucking once a week, y'all. Y'all okay with that?
That's a lie. That's just Daylor.
I need you to fuck me at least 3 times a week, man. Come the fuck on.
Twice a week. We can negotiate on twice a week. That's a lot. 3 times a week.
Yes, that is not a lot.
You must not be getting no good pussy daily. You talking about 3 times a week.
Like Tuesday, you know, like Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 4.
I don't have sex on the weekends. What? No. I barely have sex. No, let me explain why.
What in the world?
I gotta explain why. Let me explain why I don't fuck on the weekends. I don't even have sex in the daytime. Like, I don't do all that.
Oh, you got too many restrictions on that, dude.
I do. You got to stay sane, man.
Like, listen, I want you to go crazy about this pussy.
His dick is a Nokia. He got nights and weekends, man.
Go crazy about this pussy, okay? You stupid. I remember that.
I remember nights and weekends because that's when I just came to America.
What was the phone company back then? It started with an S. Not Sprint, not Samsung. What was?
No.
Nextel? Who the Nextel? Fuck had them nights and weekend that disrespectful shit?
Sprint had it. Everybody had it.
Everybody had it. Everybody had it. Nights and weekend. But yeah, the reason why I don't. But I think.
So I'm your dick busy. Is a Nokia phone.
No, I'm too busy. Because that's what I can't imagine that. Like, you know, I got stuff to do, like, in the evenings. Where do I have time to have sex more than twice a week or 3 times a week? I be busy. And I'm not married. So, you know, how am I going to do? I don't want people staying, coming to my house all the time. I don't want, you know, I want my peace sometimes. At least three or four times, I got to do yoga at night and calm myself down. You know, I can't 3 times a week. That's a lot.
You practice sperm retention and shit like that? You're one of those?
No, I don't believe in all that. I'm not that deep. I'm really not deep. So I just be, you know, I don't have time for maybe 3 times a week is okay, but that's pushing it. What are we?
It's so weird.
It is. How is that weird? 7 days in a week. Why I can't get dick 3 days?
I never had no nigga tell me that I couldn't have the dick more than I wanted it. You know, like.
Yeah, but you be busy though. How can you? I don't think you can do that. More than 3 times a week.
Y'all niggas be fake busy.
Child, please, Dayla. I ain't following you.
Look, I had this African dude I used to talk to in college. We met at Benedict. And, you know, like, what I found from dating him is that a lot of African guys who come over here for scholarships and stuff like that, or the educational visas, they have to have, like, a real live plan when they finish school. Like, either they have to get a company to sponsor them, or they gotta fucking get married. And I fuck around and told this nigga I would marry him. This nigga was calling me on Christmas Day, like, we gotta discuss this marriage. And
no, it's big business for
I
him.
Know, but then I talked to somebody else and they was like, girl, people be paying like $50,000. Like, she just get
$20.
They be paying money for people to marry them. So I was like, I'm not just doing that for fucking free. But now, like, we still follow each other on social media. And I'm like, I probably should have married this nigga. Like, the fuck?
$20.
Just be with him. Like, the fuck? Like, I probably should have. Maybe.
Well, hit him up. He's still single? No, he probably
that nigga posted a white bitch one day. I was like,
dang, what's wrong with a white bitch? Everybody got their thing.
Whatever.
I'm going to skip that conversation. But listen, let's go back to. But people are marrying for 20,000, 15, 20,000. Yeah, you could definitely get someone to marry. You can marry someone. You can
but
get
you
someone
had to, like, really be involved with the people, right?
Not really. Not really.
It's immigration is not gonna like.
Just don't be stupid. No, that's all. It's not.
One of my homegirls.
You know, we're not gonna talk about.
One of my homegirls. She's married. They're married now, and she was like, that was one of her concerns. Like, they was already cohabitating, you know, living together. He bought her a ring, engaged to her. Like, he was fine as fuck. She was concerned, like, he just wanted his fucking papers. And I'm like, girl, you're not about to find nobody else to put up with your bullshit. Like, this nigga loves you. Like, he was African. Like, he's from, I forgot where he's from. Mm. But I was like, he loves you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So after talking to her, they went to counseling. This bitch married his ass on her lunch break. They still together. They got a kid together. They living, chilling. So.
It's kind of hard to tell if someone wants to marry you for papers or not, because if someone is desperate and they need those papers, they will do anything you want. So it's kind of hard. It's a risk. I would say this, though. You know, you can be upfront and say, hey, if you want to marry for papers, this is the amount you're going to pay. And then sometimes some people will be honest and tell you, okay, yeah.
Nah, he was not for that. Sometimes he was dead. I knew he loved her. Cause this bitch used to be farting a lot, like
what?
Just
what?
I don't fart in front of people I'm with. Like,
first of all, that word does not have an N in it.
Bitch, I'm Geechee.
Yeah, I thought she said farting.
First of all, I'm Geechee. It's fucking fart. F-A-R-N-T.
It sounds stinker. It makes it sound much smellier.
Look, we say poont
with the N.
We say poont and fart. Whichever one it is, fart, whatever the word is, but she used to always be fucking farting. Like, bitch, you killing the intimacy in your relationship. Stop farting in front of your man like that.
Apparently
he's
not.
Still married that bitch, so shit. Them farts was hitting on something.
Maybe he was into that. What if he was into that type of stuff?
Yeah, maybe he liked farts.
She's probably used to be pooting on that nigga, like, ooh, baby, poon on me.
You know, people like getting pissed on. Maybe they like farting, getting fart on. It's so weird putting that.
What's
in
the word, though? How do you say it?
Fart.
Girl, whatever.
A fart.
I say tomato, you say tomato. However it go. It's a fucking fart. It's a poont.
But I think y'all just give me an idea, right? I'm going to try to create like an app where you can date, find
oh,
an
African shit.
Man. Right.
Ooh, what you going to call it?
Coming to America.
Coming to America?
No.
The app. Yep.
I'm going to create an app where you can find Africa. I'm going to figure out. I'm definitely
going to. Yo, that might be a whole hit.
Yeah.
You need to do that.
Yeah. I'll definitely work on that. Because I wanted to start a service where I'm going to charge women to hook them up with men that make over six figures. Like, you know, pay me a little.
Oh, like a dating.
Yeah,
the high value
app. Very angry.
Right. No, he's going to call it Nash Meat.
No.
What's that? Bitch, you know more Africans than me. What is that?
That vibe is crazy. Nash means ass.
Booty meat.
No.
Yo. Goodness. That's a good one.
Oh, goodness.
But look, coming to America app go fucking crazy. That go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Them women gonna be on there. I'll be on there.
Yes.
I definitely have me a profile.
Yes, my real picture on that bitch, like.
Pick me, nigga.
You hopping on one foot, bitch.
I bark like a dog. A big dog. Ooh, 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 ooh. The fuck? Don't play with her.
We trying to vacation for a living. We don't got no time to play with y'all black American niggas no more.
Nah, she lying. We still love
all
y'all.
Day long.
I'm going to say this, though. The African thing is a new, like, women starting to like Africans is like a new thing. When I first came here, it wasn't, nah. I wasn't getting no play.
I was definitely 19 about to marry African. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But
no,
it's
but
a, maybe,
it definitely
it
has changed.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's changed now. Now you hear hear African music on radio, you like Afro beats. Like, it's really changing and like.
Yeah, because even the style of dress that African men wear, I would not have been attracted to that
10 years ago, right?
10 years ago. No.
Yeah.
But now when I see a nigga, I be like, oh, he look like he got some
They be money. So cultured. Yeah. They be so cultured. It be fun. Like, they dancing. Be so clean. Yes. I love it.
Yes, looking out clean and smelling good.
Do y'all have other friends that like African men?
Yes, I have. I have a couple friends married to African women. Men. One from one from Senegal and one from one Nigerian.
I have a friend. She only dates African men now. That's it. She will not date any American men.
So you're in Charlotte, right, Tamba?
Yes.
And they love African men in Charlotte.
Yes, they are. It's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's this place called Bacardi Lounge. Now, let me tell you something. I went there one night. The African men are aggressive too as aggressive hell, though. Ooh. Ooh, it's like, give me a second. Like, one nigga go, another nigga walk up. Like,
we only want the ones that be in VIP, though. Okay, we don't want the general public African.
Right. You don't like Gen Pop?
No Gen Pop African. Don't want no...
You like Gen Pop?
No.
We did have that conversation, though. The agent described the difference between the Africans that be in the general pop and the ones that be in the VIP. Yo, I hate to the T.
Honestly, do you want at Black American men that's in Gen Pop?
Hell no.
We don't want no Gen Pop niggas.
What's wrong with Gen Pop, though? I be in Gen Pop.
I wouldn't fuck you then, Daylor.
But listen, I'm the kind of, this is what I do when I go to the club, right? I walk in, I look, who do I know in VIP? Once I see someone, I go perch. I'm the kind of guy that when they bring the bottles, I wasn't the one that paid for it, but I'd be in front, like I paid for it.
Like, with a puck, with a credit card full of money, right?
Right.
I had my birthday party and my friends, you know, they were all buying bottles for me. They spent like $6,000 in the club, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't spend a dime. And I was happy. Like, oh, shit, they're buying bottles for me. I felt like the man. You know that song? Right. Like the man when you walk through? Yeah. But I don't spend in the club. Well, I do. I do. But most of the times, I try to spend other people's money in the club.
That's what I do, too, Daylor. So yeah.
We MAGA. We hit up on the MAGAs.
goodness, we sound awful. Now, honestly, that's not true. I will date a guy that's not in VIP.
I met guys outside of VIP for sure.
VIP, yeah. Those
but VIP true. Doesn't. They could be spending their last paycheck in
exactly.
VIP.
Right,
so I know.
So it doesn't really
exactly.
I was dating this guy. I met him in a VIP section. He was handsome. We were kicking it. We were going out. He'd have a table every weekend, and these tables wasn't cheap. So then we started kicking it, and then finally I went over his house. He didn't have no couch. He didn't have no couch in his house.
And he's standing on couches in the club?
Right. The only couches he got is in the club. Like, what the fuck? Priorities.
Did you fuck him?
No. I don't fuck on the floor.
And no bouncy house?
This ain't bouncy house pussy right here, okay? No air mattress. You won't air mattress me.
See, I'm the opposite, right? Before I spend money like that, I have to make sure my house is cool. Like, it's comfortable. Because let me tell fellas, listen to me, right? I don't know how many of you, I'm sure there's a lot of people fellas that listen to the podcast. Listen to me. Spend that money on yourself. Make your house comfortable and women will fuck you for free. Like, don't go spend it in the club. Like, spend it in your house. Like, buy yourself a nice couch. Buy yourself a nice TV.
Nice mattress.
You know, make your house look comfortable. Nice mattress. Right. Yeah. I steal bed sheets from the hotel. Like, you know.
What? I make my home.
Hold on. I got to make my house comfortable, yo.
Any means necessary.
Nigga, listen. You get to...
I ain't never heard a nigga say they stole bed sheets from the hotel.
You get to this nigga house and his fucking sheets is so plush. Like, oh, this feel like the rent. Like, you fucking...
It is, because it is the bitch. It is the rent.
It is.
This nigga just stole pillows and everything out the Ritz.
Nah, I haven't stole pillows yet, but I've stolen like comforters.
Yeah. No, this nigga be stealing down comforters, Sam.
Oh my god!
I know Tam probably think I'm lying, right? But AJ knows
that. I believe you.
That nigga got a whole linen closet full of them people's shit.
I do.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome. Talking to us about this being an African man in America and dating and giving us the tools to get money, because I feel like that's what you was doing. Not find love, just get some checks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Fuck niggas, get money. Literally.
Yo, so listen, y'all. If you enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your girl, AJ Holiday 2.0. Listen, make sure y'all sit in them simp series, them dumb bitch stories. We love to read them. We love to give y'all our good, bad advice every
and
week.
And ask a black friend. Yes. Too. We need those too. Y'all, it's Tam Bam, official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. I love y'all. See y'all later.
God bless you. God thank you for coming out. Good night.